You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Auckland artist Zoe James is making waves with her new painting, created using menstrual blood. The piece, named An Expensive Habit, is a political statement against the controversial tampon tax, which sees female sanitary items sold as luxury items rather than basic necessities. Reporter Katie Doyle spoke to Zoe about her work and an upcoming event to raise awareness about the tax.
Let's be real, if I used red paint, there would have been no shock value involved. None of the media would have been interested. It would have not created a stir. No one in society would have batted an eyelid. It would have just have been some other young person deciding to paint a picture, which happens every single day. And not that I'm necessarily calling myself an artist, but a lot of artists do try and get publicity for their pieces because of the shock value is what is making it so interesting.
And I understand this is a protest against sanitary tax. Why is this such an important issue?
I wouldn't necessarily say protest. I would more say it's a political statement done through art. For me, I'm in the very privileged position where I've been able to buy a good quality moon cup that can last me up to 30 years if I look after it. So that means that I'm not going to be affected by this tax deduction, or hopefully I would ideally like to see a complete subsidisation on how we see condoms and contraceptives. So I'm hoping that it can create more debate and more awareness around this issue. There's a lot of people who don't have their lives directly affected by the cost of these basic necessities. So for this debate to reach the people who don't actually directly get affected by this, hopefully they can get involved in it. And hopefully I've had a lot of support online and face-to-face as well. Even though they might not agree with how I'm doing it, they're still agreeing with the cause, and that's the main thing. The more people that we can get on board with the cause to make sanitary products more accessible, the better, and the more chance we will actually have to see sustainable change.
Can you tell me a little bit about the financial struggles that women who are affected by the tax face?
Well, there's this big thing going on the comment threads for a lot of the news articles of, ironically, it's white men saying tampons are 21 cents a pop, that's not a big expenditure. However, you can't buy individually wrapped tampons. You can't just spend 21 cents. The smallest pack, I think, is around $3, $4. And when you're on a tight budget of, like, some people are on low as $60 a week to feed a family of four, having to spend $4 on a packet of tampons really does make a difference on what food you can supply for your family. And then it also comes down to the other fact on, what if you have many women in your household and you need multiple people on menstrual products? And then there's also massive other issues of people who have endometriosis or ovarian cysts. And a very common side effect of these medical issues is that you bleed 24/7 for a range of times. When I had cysts on my ovaries a few years back, I bled for 6 months straight. And not only are you going to the doctors and spending all of that money on the doctors, you're also spending all of that money on menstrual products.
Moving on, I just want to talk a little bit about the event coming up today, which is called Menstrual Matters. Can you tell me what that is and what's going to be happening at that?
We've got a range of speakers and I'm quite excited to hear what they have to say. We've got some that are going to talk directly on the hardship and poverty of the reality of what women face. Then we've got Michelle Accor, a feminist comedian, who also stands by the fact that we should be doing something to make these more accessible. I mean, currently, we have children missing out on school. I mean, yes, I painted a picture in my menstrual blood, and that is shocking. But is it not far more shocking that we had a principal only, was it last Tuesday, suggest that a 10-year-old child goes on the contraceptive pill, stop their period so they can still attend school? And the reality of that is as well, is that the contraceptive pill does not always stop your period. You can still have breakthrough bleeding even if you take active contraceptive pills 24/7.
So along with the tax, would you say there's a stigma in New Zealand around talking about menstrual cycles and periods and women's reproductive systems?
I think there is a massive stigma around talking around menstrual products and vaginas in general. I mean, I didn't even know what a moon cup was until I was maybe 22. That type of stuff is not talked about in sex ed. I mean, there is also a part of the menstrual matters on that we should be moving towards more sustainable ways to address the fact that we menstruate. I mean, there then becomes the next issue on actually the financial spending to actually set yourself up to have these reusable menstrual products. Moon cups are so much more expensive than going out and buying a box of tampons. Having cloth pads that are well made is so much more expensive than going out and buying a packet of pads or liners. And to actually access these reusable items is near impossible for people who are struggling to feed their family, pay the power bill, and with Auckland housing prices just going up and up and up, we can't expect that the cost of living is going to be becoming any more easier at the same time. And then there's also the issue on this reusable menstrual products. I mean, if you're a homeless person and you get given a reusable pad and moon cup from a charity organisation, where are you going to go to clean your menstrual products and to sanitise your moon cup to make sure that you don't get vaginal infections? Just because your family or your personal self is not being directly affected by the high cost of menstrual products does not change the reality that many people are accessing menstrual products should not be based down to your financial capacity.
So in like a perfect New Zealand, what would you like to see in regards to accessing menstrual care?
Well, I've spoken to several doctors and they all agree that it's a completely plausible solution, is that if people could go directly to a pharmacy would be ideal because that cuts the $5 subscription cost, or even go directly to a doctor without a doctor's appointment and ask for a script for 100, 200 pads, tampons, whatever they feel is good for them, or even a moon cup. We need to be able to help people access the menstrual products that they feel will work best for them.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.